Good day there, Mark. This is Hank Block for Radio Pastor for the Day for June 2025. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. Last month, we started an examination of the wave breast and heave shoulder offerings. A general consideration was given as to their mode of presentation to the Lord and the meaning of the breast and shoulder cuts. In this visit together, we may look at how these two offerings speak of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. After all of the blessed offerings in Leviticus and Numbers speak primarily of the different aspects and perfections of our Lord. In the wave offering of the breast meat, the thought is that we present to God that characteristic of the Lord Jesus Christ of all his affections to God and to man. As related to God, he could say, that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so do I. John 14:31. And in speaking about his affections towards man, it is recorded that, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them to the end, or it can be said, he loved them to the uttermost. John 13, verse 1. In the heave offering, that is, by lifting up the shoulder of the sacrificial animal, we present to God the fact that the Lord Jesus used all his strength and might to serve his Father. It was reported in Luke 9:51 that when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. That was, of course, to do his Father's will. As the meat of these two offerings, after having been ceremonially presented to God, became the food for the priest and his family, so too the precious thoughts relating to the devotion and strength of the Lord become our spiritual food of contemplation. And the more that we feed on the Lord Jesus by meditating on his character and how he exemplified it in his life, the closer we shall be drawn to him. The fact that the meat could be eaten by the whole family of the priest would indicate that there is always something about the Lord Jesus that everyone, from the mature Christian to a young babe in Christ, may appreciate and enjoy thinking about. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.